This is where our tour of the Room of Views of Warsaw begins. Please have a look around you. The walls are hung with 19th century vedute. Vedute is the plural form of the Italian word veduta, and it's used to describe a panorama of a city or town, or a view of part of a city or town. The artists who paint these kinds of cityscapes are known as vedutisti. The first painting depicting a view of Warsaw was created in 1625 or thereabouts, but the development of the Warsaw veduta dates from the second half of the 18th century. Some superb views of Warsaw were created during the reign of King Stanisław August Poniatowski, the last king of Poland. He held the throne from 1764 to 1795, when the partitions of Poland wiped the country from the map of Europe. The outstanding cityscapes from the period of his reign were the work of Bernardo Bellotto, also known as Canaletto, as I mentioned when you were looking at the small Meissen porcelain teapot in the Room of Souvenirs. At present, they're on display in the Royal Castle. The paintings on display in this room may not be as valuable as Canaletto's works, but they do remain an important source for exploring the city's history. Please have a look at the works hanging on the wall opposite the entrance. They portray major spots in the Warsaw of old, the most important streets and squares, palaces and churches, and, as the pride of the city, they are intended to attract our attention. The exception amongst them is the largest painting on that wall. It's been hung in an ornamental gold frame. Here, the artist was focused not on architecture, but on an event and the people who have gathered on that account. Let me give you a brief insight into its background. In November 1831, the Poles rose up in armed rebellion against the Russian Empire. After almost 11 months of desperate fighting, it was crushed in early October 1831. That insurgence came to be known as the November Uprising. And so, to the painting. Let's step back in time. It's the 18th of January 1836, just a few years later. A Russian field marshal, Ivan Paskevich, the man whose forces crushed the uprising, is residing in the Royal Castle, which you can see in the background. And on this day, he is taking part in the Orthodox Church's annual observation of the Feast of Theophany, which the Russians have made an official state celebration. An Orthodox bishop is preparing to bless the waters by immersing a cross in the Vistula River three times. This will be followed by a Russian military procession along Krakowskie Przedmieście, a thoroughfare that forms part of the royal route. The troops will march past Field Marshal Paskevich and his generals. If you look closely, you'll see the Field Marshal there at the front of the throng, standing behind the baldachin. He's wearing white breeches and a navy blue tunic with gold epaulettes. He's surrounded by Russian dignitaries, clergy, and soldiers. The painting is the work of Marcin Zalewski, the most outstanding Warsaw vedutist of the 19th century. Now please turn round and go over to the paintings on the opposite side of the room. The largest of them is another work by Marcin Zalewski. This time, though, the canvas proffers no political elements. Instead, we have a striking view of Plac Teatrini, Theatre Square. In the first half of the 19th century, it stood in what was then the new centre of the city. In 1817, the town hall in the old town was demolished, and the authorities moved to a new one, which was located in the palace that had formerly belonged to the Jabłonowski family. That's the building in the shadows at the right-hand edge of the painting. The sunlit building opposite is the monumental Teatr Wielki, the Grand Theatre. The square is filled with life, stylish carriages crisscrossing it, soldiers riding proudly on horseback, strolling pedestrians, gentlemen in top hats, engaged in animated discussions. And now, let's move on with the tour. Please head into the adjoining room, where there's a large black table in the centre. Please start by going over to the paintings hanging on the wall to the right. They depict Warsaw in the second half of the 19th century, and the city serves as a background to numerous genre scenes. And so, the large painting on the left at the very top gives us a glimpse of a horse race in 1849. The Battle of Horses and Riders took place on Mokotów Field, which is situated close to the center of the city. the famous racecourse in the Svushev quarter of the Mokotów district, wasn't opened until 1939. The two paintings under the one of the horse race, in the middle row, are interesting too. The one on the left is a nocturnal view. Three streetlights are illuminating the darkness that has fallen on Ulica Wąski Dunaj, Wąski Dunaj Street, which leads to the old market square. The pedestrians are nothing more than blurred shadows. This nocturne was painted in 1892 by a distinguished artist, Józef Pankiewicz, who was fascinated by symbolism during that period. The painting to the right presents a mid-19th century view of the steamship mooring point in the Powiśle quarter of the Śródmieście district in the center of the city. It was painted on tin by Franciszek Kościewski. At the time, steamships were synonymous with modernity. They sailed the Vistula regularly on routes like the one that ran between Warsaw and Płock, a city around 100 kilometers, 62 miles, to the northwest. And this painting once adorned the interior of one of those steamships. Now please turn round and have a look inside one of the drawers set into the black table in the middle of the room. As you'll see, they contain works on paper which can't be permanently exposed to artificial light for conservation reasons. Do please take your time to look around here. Then, when you're ready, please head to the right and go into the next room. This is the third room of the Room of Views of Warsaw. On show here are works created in the 20th century. To start with, please have a look at the paintings hanging on the wall to the right, the ones on either side of the door leading into the next room. To the right of the door is a collection of works from the interwar period. As you can see, we have traditional and realistic paintings and modernistic ones, which draw the eye with their strong colors. Please have a look at the first painting from the left on the bottom row. It's a view of Castle Square, and it was painted in 1935 by Maria Ewa Wąkiewicz-Rogojska. It presents a bird's eye view of the square, with all the buildings depicted in simplified form. The painting is saturated with vivid colors, and the number of motor vehicles on the square underscores the city's modernity. Now please head to the left and stop in front of the paintings hanging on the far side of the door. The most tragic period in the history of Warsaw began in 1939, and it ended with the city's more or less utter destruction. The paintings in front of you now bear witness to those events. There's a depiction of a German plane shot down in flames by a Polish anti-aircraft defense unit following the invasion of Poland on the 1st of September 1939. The interior of a church devastated by the ravages of war. A column of Varsovians expelled from their city after the Warsaw Uprising in 1944 and on a forced march to a transit camp. And, in the bottom right-hand corner, we have the ruins of Warsaw. That last picture was painted in 1952, and it shows us what the old town, as seen from the Vistula, still looked like 7 years after the war. Now please turn round and have a look at the paintings on the opposite wall. Here we have post-war Warsaw, the Communist People's Republic of Poland, and a time of reconstruction and enormous investment. I'd like to call your attention to two paintings, both of them the work of masters who have won recognition around the world. In the bottom right-hand corner, the largest canvas takes us back to the year 1950 and the Stalinist era when socialist realism art functioned as propaganda. And so, in front of you now are three heroes of those times, a trio of bricklayers raising Warsaw from the ruins. They're working together effectively and harmoniously, building a wall. One is applying the mortar, the second is laying the bricks, and the third is keeping them supplied with the construction materials. The painting is an early work by Wojciech Fangor. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a painting set against a grey background. It dates from 1974, and it depicts the construction of Warsaw Central Station, which was underway at the time. It was painted by Edward Dvornik, and the subject is presented in his distinctive style. Now please feel free to look around here on your own. I'll be waiting for you in the next room. To get there, please head through the doorway set into the wall opposite the one featuring the paintings by Fangor and Dvornik. Please stop in front of the model and stand so that you have your back to the entrance. In front of you now is the Warsaw of the second half of the 18th century during the reign of King Stanisław August Poniatowski, the last king of Poland, as I mentioned earlier. From where you're standing, you're seeing a view from the right bank of the Vistula River, that is from Praga district. But until 1791, it was an entirely separate town. In those days, you could move between Warsaw and Praga by boat or via the wooden bridge, the one and only bridge. So let's take the second option and set out on a stroll around the Warsaw of old. Stepping off the bridge, we find ourselves on an embankment, featuring very little in the way of built-up areas. Straight ahead of you is Ulica Bednarska, Bednarska Street. The buildings along the street are mainly the wooden houses of craftsmen, with rather fewer masonry buildings. Beyond them stretch the gardens of monasteries, convents and palaces. A short stroll up the street brings us to an elegant thoroughfare. This is Krakowskie Przedmieście, which forms part of the Royal Route, as I mentioned earlier. And here we turn right and head towards the Old Town. In a moment, Zygmunt's Column and the Royal Castle will come into sight. The castle is built to a pentagonal plan. The walls are cream and the roofs of all the sides are red, with one exception, the roof of the elevation facing the river, which is known as the Saxon Elevation, is green. So, we stroll past the castle, step into the oldest part of the city, and make our way along Ulica Świątojniska, which translates as St. John's Street. And indeed, soaring above it is what was then the Collegiate Church of St. John the Baptist, now the Basilica Archcathedral. And beside it is the Jesuit Church, with a white bell tower capped by a green cupola. Ahead of us now is the Old Town Market Square. The building at the centre is the Town Hall, which no longer exists, and it's surrounded by stalls. The row of townhouses to the right of the Town Hall are the ones that now house the museum, so you're standing inside one of them right now. Moving on from the Market Square, we head for the New Town, which adjoins the Old Town to the north, and it has its own Market Square and Town Hall. It's separated from the Old Town by a street running down to the river. This is Ulica Mostowa, which translates as Bridge Street. The name commemorates the first bridge to span the Vistula. You saw the plaque with the Latin inscription from the gate of that bridge earlier on, in the entrance hall of the Black Man townhouse. As you'll recall, it was built in the final years of the 16th century, and it linked the left and right banks at this point. And with that, our stroll through 18th century Warsaw comes to an end. It's time to head on into the next room. The door leading into it is opposite the one you came in by. This is the final room of the Room of Views of Warsaw, and it holds a collection of prints and drawings. Please go over to the panorama of the city hanging on the wall opposite the entrance. This is a bird's eye view of Warsaw as seen from Zygmunt's Tower, which is part of the Royal Castle. What you can see here is a dynamically growing city with a population of almost 400,000. If you have a closer look, you'll see how densely built up the old town was, and just how busy the streets were. Ulica Krakowskie Przedmieście and the street it turns into, Ulica Nowy Zjazd, are teeming with horse-drawn trams, carriages, carts, and countless pedestrians. Ulica Nowy Zjazd links the castle square and the mighty truss bridge you can see towards the left-hand end of the panorama. Officially, this was the Alexander Bridge, named in honor of the reigning Russian Tsar Alexander II, but the Varsovians preferred to call it the Kierbedź Bridge, after the Polish engineer who designed it, Stanisław Kierbedź. It was the first steel construction of its kind in Warsaw, and it served the city until it was destroyed in 1944. The panorama is a woodcut created on the basis of a photograph, and it was published in 1875 as a supplement in an illustrated cultural weekly, Kłosy. The title translates as Ears of Grain. The drawers set into the black table that takes up most of this room contain a number of other interesting prints. It's worth starting to explore them from the ones nearest the door, since they hold the oldest views of Warsaw, dating from the late 16th century and the 17th century. The works in the other drawers date from later periods. You'll find views, Warsaw street scenes, depictions of typical Varsovians, and even some humorous images. So please feel free to have a look at them on your own. Then, when you're ready, please go back into the room holding the model.